the classroom to the cornfield, journalism to SEC athletics, and now to computer screens around the world. University of Missouri works 52 weeks a year, every year. This is Remote MU, a special edition series of Inside Mizzou that explores the real stories, real discoveries, and real impact of our remote community. This episode of Remote MU is called Thriving Creativity. Innovation and creativity have always defined our Mizzou community. But in this time of physical distancing, Tigers are finding even more unique ways to make their mark. From Zoom classes and digital hangouts to Mizzou's virtual celebration for graduates, the University of Missouri is creating new ways to gather, celebrate, and share the many voices that make up our campus. Today on Remote MU, we're going to talk with two members of Mizzou's vibrant community of artists. They'll share a bit about how they've adapted their creative process to this new normal and how it influences the work they do. Joining me over Zoom to talk more about this are Kiara Johnson, a senior earning her BFA with an emphasis in graphic design. Kiara is also the creative lead for Relevant Youth, the student marketing organization on campus. And Zoe Rich, a junior earning her BA in art and marketing. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining me today.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
So the first question is for both of you. How have your classes adapted to remote learning? How does this shift change your studio courses? And Kiara, we'll go ahead and start with you.
Okay, so I was taking some graphic design courses as well as a screen printing class. So those were the art classes I was taking. So the graphic design class is like technically remote anyway, like we don't have to meet up to do our work. So doing the work for that class hasn't really changed. It's just in the sense of like being physically there, being able to critique with like our peers and stuff like that. And then I had a screen printing class. So that's like, well, like studio work. So you have to be there to do things. Can't really do them at home unless you have like that equipment. So that's kind of like in the air. Like she just tells us we can basically just do whatever inspires us and just kind of keep in, like check in with her and make sure we're still working. But overall, the like art instructors are like kind of just not pressuring us because art is like you have to be inspired, you have to feel like being creative. They're kind of like thinking that we're tired, so they're just like, do whatever, you know, brings you joy in this time, and as long as you're working. So that's how my class
works. Zoe?
Yeah, so building off Kiara's points about graphic design classes, I'm also in a couple right now, and what you said about professors being really flexible and not like pushing us too hard and being like very open to creativity and like whatever brings us joy, that's the same experience I've been having in my classes. I have Jean, she's one of the graphic design professors right now, and she's been really amazing about being like flexible with deadlines and then helping us with our work and being like helping us be creative and pushing us in directions. She's been giving us a lot of really good feedback online for all of our stuff instead of doing critiques, which has been beneficial because we're still getting some of the feedback we would be getting in classes, not all of it. Even though I'm not in a painting class right now, I go to the painting lab quite frequently. And so that's been a bummer not to be able to go in and engage with like that side of the creative process. I have a few friends that are in painting and ceramics classes, and I know some of those classes have taken to doing digital art instead of oil painting. So painting in Photoshop. And I was talking to one of my friends about it, and he was saying, like, while I'm really sad I don't get to paint anymore, this is a cool opportunity as well. So I think all in all, the art program has been really adaptable, which has been nice, especially for something that, like, takes up so much time. And if you're, like, having struggles, especially like, mental health struggles in this time, like, it can be draining to be creative. So having that adaptability has been amazing.
You know, you both made great points, especially just from the mindset of a creative, which I can definitely relate to. Another question for you, Zoe. Does this situation have any effect on you as an artist, such as your process or the medium you're producing in?
Yeah. So I think since quarantine started, I've been doing a lot more physical art instead of digital art. I've been embroidering a lot, which I hadn't really taken the time to do in a couple of years. And it's been really nice to engage with that side of my creativity because it's not really something I take the time to do when we're not in this situation. I think my creative process has kind of slowed down a little bit too. I think with less distinction between work and home life, it's kind of created an interesting duality in one place wherein there isn't as much separation. So it's harder to kind of divvy up time for things. But I have been working on new projects, which has been cool.
Definitely cool. Definitely cool. And then what about you, Kiara? As a senior this year, how has this shift impacted any final creative projects you've been working on?
So I feel like once like classes and everything kind of stopped, like dealing with that like emotional toll and everything, it kind of like discouraged me with the projects that were class courses. Like it just inspired me to take on more personal projects, stuff that I actually enjoy, which I have been doing. And then taking on more projects that are like business related, like commissions and things like that. It shifted my focus, definitely.
Makes sense. Makes sense. And then another question for both of you. Does being at home present any obstacles to staying creative? And if so, how have you overcome these difficulties?
Well, so I went back home to Kansas City for about a week for spring break. And I'm definitely more focused here, like in my own space. You know, I could just sit at my desk and just get to it. So I definitely stay more focused in Columbia than KC. It's just like a comfortability thing, like where I feel comfortable being settled and being creative, especially since in like back home when I was there, you couldn't leave the house. So I couldn't like escape to Starbucks, anything like that. So definitely being here in Columbia keeps me focused. So
yeah, I've been at home the whole time. And I gotta say, sometimes it definitely feels like regressing back to high school. Like you said, I also feel like I'm focused more in Columbia. So that's been a pretty big obstacle. I also think a big thing for me is that Mizzou has such like a collaborative artistic community. And so not getting to be around those other forces, whether it be in class or out, it's kind of draining not being able to like be around there, listen to their projects and talk about our own. So like talking to people either over Zoom or, you know, just putting in extra effort to reach out and really engage with other people has been really helpful and like keeping on top of projects and stuff.
No, of course. No, that definitely makes sense. That's another reason I didn't go home. I couldn't go home. I wouldn't be doing anything if I was at home right now, except the chores that my mom wants to do. Anyway, even though this is such a strange and difficult moment for everyone, is there anything that inspires you artistically? Are there any special projects that you guys have been working on specifically during this time of quarantine that you guys would like to speak on?
Kind of just like taking this time to not focus so much on what everybody else is doing has like kept me creative, inspired, honestly. Just having time to focus on what you want to do and what you want to see created. And that's just really kept me going. I don't know if I can name anything specific, not like it's like a secret or anything, but I've just been working on like a lot of like freelance stuff. Like for back home, my cousin like has like a food truck. So I've been working on like the branding for that. He wants me to do like the logo and then like the truck design and everything. So that's been like a good challenge because it's kind of like taking what he has now and then like being able to actually rebrand it and it like it's a real truck. So I feel like I'm doing like some authentic work. So it's called Food Factory and it's based in Kansas City. So it's been fun taking on that challenge because it's kind of like a level up in the work that I do. So that's been exciting.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think for me, looking and seeing what other people are doing has been really inspiring. I follow a bunch of other graphic artists on Instagram and just kind of seeing what they're producing has been pretty cool. And there've been some fun like drawing challenges that have come out from this. That being said, I also think it's important, like as artists, we realize that creativity can sometimes be like a finite resource. And so looking at other people, but also realizing that you don't have to be at peak productivity all the time. And it's okay if you're producing less or not at all in this time. It's stressful and hard for all of us. And so kind of like putting that into perspective. Personal project wise, I like decided I'm going to take time and do like a personal passion project. So I started researching and illustrating different cryptids, which has been really fun because it's completely different than something I normally do for class and can do whatever I want with it.
It's exciting.
Very, very. And so then for you, Kier, have you found any unique ways to mark the end of your time, Amazon, saying that you are about to graduate?
No, like, honestly, it's a little sad because we don't really get like a exciting cap to our year. So I've just been trying to do what I can, honestly. Just trying to wait things out and see what I actually can do. I'm going to take some grad pictures next week. So that's exciting. I'm going to hang out with like my friends one last time. We're going to safely have fun. So that's about it. Like, and then my auntie, like, and my family might do something for me once I get back to KC. So yeah, I'm just doing what I can, honestly, and trying to enjoy people here before everybody leaves. So
yeah, that's all we can do. Yeah. And then last question for you all. Creativity is something that I think all of us are embracing right now. We're being creative in the ways we live, the ways we work, and the ways we connect. So even though it seems like some things are starting to change a bit, how can the Mizzou community stay creative in the weeks ahead?
I would say just keep creating and then try to like keep a community within that. Cause I know like Mizzou is like pretty spread out. So kind of like when you're here, you got like your small group and then just got you. So I would just say continue to build that community, share stories of creativity, share fun and inspirational things that you're up to. And I don't know, just keep the community. So
agreed.
I agree. Keeping that community is really important.
I seen the that Truman went out to somebody's block and did like a drive through I Choose Mizzou Day, and that was pretty cool. So, you know, stuff like that.
That's cute.
Exciting. Yeah.
I was gonna also say, like, even though both of us are artists and there's like, you know, inherently creativity in art, like art isn't the only thing with creativity in it. Like we can all engage in creativity in like any aspect of all of our days. Like, you know, coming up with a new yoga flow, that's creativity.
The yoga this past like 2 weeks and it's like great. Like it started my morning off with it. It's new to me, so it's exciting to take on that challenge. Cooking is a way to stay creative. Just
yes,
that's all I've been doing is cooking, doing yoga and like art. So
that sounds like the ideal life.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I actually started, you know, learning how to actually cook during quarantine. Like I got by before, but quarantine has made me actually learn how to put some decent, you know, dishes together. So definitely excited about that for sure. And I also, one thing I will add is that I like what you guys said about creativity not being solely a part of art, you know, you both being artists. Like I said, I've gotten creative around my house, like just thinking of different ways I want, you know, my house to look and, you know, things I can find or things I can do to make that work, even finding at-home workouts, which I didn't do initially when quarantine started, but things like that just to help you keep busy. I think that's the biggest thing is just whether it's being creative or whether it's just staying mentally stimulated, being busy is important because it's very easy to just get stuck in not doing anything, you know, during these times. So I think that's probably the biggest advice I would give to the Mizzou community moving ahead as well. But like I said, that was the last question for you all. Thank you again so much for joining us.
Stay creative, stay safe, and be healthy.
Yeah.
Agree. That's great advice.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Hay. Our featured music is composed by MU master's student Nico D. Schroeder and performed by the Donald Center Quartet. You can find more information about Nico, the quartet, and their piece on the Inside Mizzou webpage. Make sure to join us next time to stay on top of what's happening with our remote community. Thanks for joining us for this special edition series, Remote MU. Stay strong, Mizzou.